For those of you who managed to make it through the film Wolf of Wall Street,
celebrate with our weekly act of debauchery, I have offered our lovely sales assistant, Danielle Harrison, here $10,000 to shave a head!
You might have asked yourself, where the heck was human resources while all this was going on? Men running wild with hot women and cold cash. This was director Martin Scorsese's vision of Wall Street, anyway. A quite different vision can be found in the new financial thriller Equity. Lose the testosterone and add Sarah Megan Thomas and Alicia Reiner, who developed, produced, and star in the movie. They sat down with our own sensitive male movie critic and Newsday critic, Rafer Guzman, to talk about getting away from the male cliches without turning the film into something written by corporate HR.
This idea really made me say yes, because doing the research, there was that frustration. And looking at, oh my God, Working Girl in 1986 was the last huge hit, which, by the way, was a huge hit.
Huge hit.
But the way women are portrayed in that world is so limited. And what if we could make this movie that is this super entertaining thriller, but also really show women in a way we've never seen them before and tell these real life women's stories?
And I think it's also worth pointing out that Working Girl was a rom-com, like at its heart and soul. So that story could have been told outside of the Wall Street world. Our story cannot. Wall Street is a character in this movie.
Yeah.
Early on in the film, one of the first things we hear is a speech by Naomi Bishop, played by Anna Gunn. She's at a mentoring panel for women, and she's telling them why she got into the business.
I like money. I do. I like numbers. I like negotiating. I love a challenge, turning a no into a yes. But I really do like money. I like knowing that I have it.
Now, I'm a little conflicted about this speech because in some ways this is the kind of thing that Gordon Gekko would say in Wall Street.
I actually think it's not.
Okay.
I think there's a big difference between saying I'm allowed to like money and owning that, and greed is good. I think those are actually really different.
You make a distinction.
And to me, actually, one of the differences between a woman saying it and a man saying it. And I think for women, owning your worth and owning what you're worth also financially and talking about money, which women are so hesitant to do. When we look at the statistics of women and asking for raises versus men, it's appalling. So I think it's a very, very big distinction, and particularly the difference between greed and worth.
Do you feel that I'm mistakenly saying I like money, equating greed? Is there something maybe a little sexist on my part about making that leap, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's like a sexist thing. I think it's that we don't talk about money. And that's kind of the tagline. One of the taglines for the movie is don't let money be a dirty word. Because why is it bad to make a lot of money if you work for it? I mean, I'm throwing that out there as a question, not that I have opinion on it. But I think hopefully with this movie, it's meant to start the conversation about how we talk about money and how we value it and how we use that to judge other people too.
Sarah, your character and Naomi at one point have to go on a roadshow of sorts for this tech startup called Cachet. And you're going around trying to convince people to invest in this startup. But the two of you, you in real life, had to do something pretty similar. What did your roadshow sound like, and who was it that eventually came forward with funds?
I love that you asked that. So thank God we have our amazing executive producer, Candy Street, and she was the first person to put money in. And not only did she invest, but then she threw these parties for us, and I think it was five altogether, where she would open her Rolodex and invite all of these women and a few men. And we had the opportunity to invite potential investors that we had identified. And we would do this roadshow where we, A, showed a trailer for the film. So we made like a little teaser because we hadn't made the film yet. So I like to be proud of my husband because he was the voice.
All right.
And he would say, she's not a secretary. She's not a prostitute. She's not the token woman in the background. Because that's what we've seen in all of these movies, right? And then we did a PowerPoint presentation using the statistics that we found, using the statistics about Wall Street and female-driven content, and really showing that we were smart business women.
And one thing I just want to add that's kind of fascinating, because we put this into the film, how we got to Candy was through Men on Wall Street. So I read in the New York Times an article about a top Wall Streeter who will remain anonymous, and I read that he was a rower, which my last movie was about, and that he was on Wall Street. So I sent him a copy of my last movie and a handwritten note saying, we're making a movie about women on Wall Street, and Wall Street will not be depicted as evil with a blank stroke. Will you meet with me? And he did, within 2 weeks. And then he introduced me to other men on Wall Street who were mentors to these women. That's an important point that we actually put in the script, that there are male mentors on Wall Street that actually have helped women and helped bring women up in this world.
Tell us a little bit about Broad Street Pictures, your company.
I would say Broad Street was founded to make this movie. Sarah and I had talked about working together, but we had to find the material that we really wanted to develop. And we talked about so many different things over a couple of years. And this was the one thing where we went, oh yeah, this is it. And we formed the company to create more roles for women, both behind and in front of the camera. And we're really proud to say we have a female director and a female writer, both of whom are genius. Our costume director, our production designer, so many of our cast and crew are female. And we're really excited because our next step with this is to develop a pilot based on the film. So that's Broad Street's next step.
All right.
That's where we're walking down that street.
I'm looking forward to that. I've been talking with Sarah Megan Thomas and Alicia Reiner. They're the writers, producers, and stars of Equity. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The film Equity opens in theaters on Friday.